DW.
When the sun shines, the rolling landscape of Kericho County comes to life. Vibrant green extends as far as the eye can see. This is Kenya's most important tea-growing region. The fields are covered in tea bushes. Isaiah Kibet Kiriu has a plantation here. He's one of 600,000 smallholder farmers who work with the Kenya Tea Development Agency, also known as the KTDA. Tea has helped provide his family with a good quality of life.
Tea is the best source of income, the main source of income. I have three boys who have completed Form 4, and I didn't go for anywhere for financial support.
The tea from his farm is processed just a few kilometres away, in the Tebasonic factory. The workers first separate the tea leaves into equal-sized batches. Afterwards, they're dried. This process requires boilers, which use a lot of firewood. Most of this wood comes from the factory's own plantation. Trees are becoming scarce in this region. 2 years ago, the government imposed a moratorium on logging in public forests. So the factory also uses charcoal briquettes made out of a fibrous sugarcane residue. An increasing number of countries have begun looking into this as a promising source of biomass energy due to its long list of benefits, explains Charles Managene, a regional manager with KTDA.
Briquettes are compacted. We do not require a lot of storage space. And then it's also very easy to transport them. They are not less bulky. And from a unit weight of a briquette, we are able to generate more energy than firewood.
The Tebasonic Tea Factory has already been able to replace one-fifth of its wood consumption with briquettes. Eventually, they hope to do away with firewood entirely. Rocio Diaz-Chavez is here visiting several tea factories. She's leading a project which is investigating whether switching to briquettes would make tea production more sustainable. This includes assessing all of the steps in the processing stage, such as fermentation, as well as analysing the entire production chain. Diaz-Chavez needs to know how much raw material and how much energy is consumed in order to produce the final product. Her assessment is based on 24 criteria developed by researchers.
We look not just at the environmental aspect, we are looking also for the social, economic, and even a fourth pillar that is on governance or policy and regulations. So we consider this is also part of the whole sustainability assessment.
This assessment has to be done for the tea production and also for the briquettes. Sugarcane byproducts are often simply dumped on the side of the road, where they rot and emit greenhouse gases. But they can also be turned into a valuable resource.
This is in line with circular economy. So this is what we want to promote with bioenergy and bioeconomy, how you can really have a rounded cycle for the biomass.
Sugar production creates huge amounts of waste. 100 tons of waste in turn creates roughly 45 tons of briquettes. First, the sugarcane residue, known as bagasse, is dried and shredded. Then it's molded into briquettes under high pressure. Because it already comes from a waste product, no extra land needs to be cultivated. That's a key indicator for sustainability. Transportation emissions are also taken into account, explains Diaz-Chavez.
The way they are working is really to consider radius, so on where they can deliver the briquettes. So as long as they are within these 100 to maximum 200 kilometers, this is still within a range that the emissions are not too high for transport.
In this case, the raw material doesn't have to travel far. A large sugarcane mill is located just a few kilometres from the briquette factory. The workers dry some of the sugarcane bagasse by hand. That also provides a regular source of income. One of the sustainability criteria takes job creation into account, and also the extent to which women benefit. But although the briquettes have a lot of benefits to offer, only a few factories are using them. They don't have all the necessary experience and training to make them. That's why the Tebasonic Tea Factory is holding training sessions. Workers from other tea companies come here to learn how to best combine briquettes and wood so as to not overload the boilers and to phase out firewood as much as possible. This would also help preserve the remaining woodlands and protect biodiversity. And, of course, benefit the tea plantations and the farmers. Isaiah Kibet-Kiriou says those who are affiliated with KTDA, like him, might soon be able to profit in a different way too.
When they use the briquettes, the company also reduces the expenditure and they save money, and the money saved goes to the farmers.
Last year, the price of tea fell on the world market. So for tea farmers in Kenya, every cent counts.
DW.